KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 27 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy and windy today. A high of 56 with winds northwest at 15 to 40 miles per hour. A wind advisory goes into effect at 10 a.m. and will run until 6 p.m. for Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In Western Iowa news, a former teacher and coach accused of sexual abuse is appealing a school district decision barring him from district grounds. The Trainer School Board plans an appeal hearing April 13th after 46-year-old Michael Travis asked to have some restrictions removed. District Attorney Joe Thornton said Travis is prohibited from district facilities unless he's attending his children's activities. Travis gave up his teaching and coaching licenses upon pleading guilty in August to simple assault. He maintained his innocence despite his negotiated guilty plea. He was arrested in May of 2014 on two counts of sexual exploitation by a school employee. Former students accused Travis of inappropriately touching them between 2001 and 2006. Travis was an assistant football coach at the Trainer High School and taught elementary school. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports four recent arrests, and among them was 19-year-old Selena Marie Hansen of Atlantic, who was arrested just after 8 a.m. Tuesday and charged with driving under suspension. Hansen's bond was set at $300. 18-year-old Jacob Lee Riefling of Glenwood was arrested Tuesday afternoon on a warrant for domestic abuse, assault, and first-degree harassment. His bond was set at $5,000. 29-year-old Michael Sean Beltran of Bellevue, Nebraska, was arrested in Mills County for driving under suspension. His bond was set at $300. And 32-year-old Joshua Calvin Anderson of Highland, Colorado, was arrested Wednesday morning in Malvern for public intoxication and interference with official acts. Police in Red Oak report the arrest of a Red Oak man last night on a warrant and drug-related charges. 25-year-old Jeremy Scott Dolph was taken into custody a little after 10 p.m. on a valid Montgomery County warrant. Scott was also charged with possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held at Montgomery County Jail on $1,600 bond. Red Oak police said also that at around 4 p.m. Wednesday, 39-year-old Billy Ray Hunter of Red Oak was arrested on two active warrants. One of the warrants was issued by the Red Oak PD for criminal mischief in the third degree. The other was for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, third or subsequent offense. Hunter was being held at Montgomery County Jail on a total of $4,000 bond. Officers with the Shenandoah Police Department assisted in making that arrest. Red Oak police arrested two teenagers yesterday at the Red Oak High School on drug charges. During the early afternoon hours, police were called to the high school for an incident involving drugs. And after an investigation, officers found reason to believe marijuana was used in the school parking lot and was later taken from a student. Officers arrested 14-year-old David Allen Vega of Red Oak for possession of controlled substance and 16-year-old Owen Riley Von Deligan of Red Oak for gathering where a controlled substance is used. Two people were arrested Wednesday in Red Oak on credit card fraud. At about 2:30 p.m., officers arrested 32-year-old Gordon Leroy Curran III of Des Moines and 40-year-old Misty Shalom Curran of Council Bluffs. They were arrested in the 1800 block of East Summit Street. Both suspects were charged with three counts of credit card fraud, and they were brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where their bonds were set at $2,000 each. Cass County Engineer Charles Marker said yesterday a bridge located a couple miles south of Interstate 80 in the Pimosa Township was closed immediately Wednesday morning following an inspection. The high truss bridge is located on Chicago Road near Buck Creek Road, not far from the Buck Creek Church. Marker said their inspection revealed a wooden pile cap on the northeast corner of the bridge has shattered, making it unsafe.
She's concerned that the northwest corner, since it has to carry more of the weight, might be getting in a similar situation, so we'll have to close it, get up there, jack it up, and put new pile caps underneath it.
Marker said also that the Atlantic Quarry, where road rock is obtained by the Secondary Roads Department, is now closed, so crews are getting their rock from the Lewis Quarry and the Stennett Quarry, south of Griswold. In the funeral announcements, Ivo Wilwerding, age 80, of Westphalia, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Ivo Wilwerding will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia, with Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan in charge of arrangements. Brad Charles Sheeter, age 53, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Brad Sheeter will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. James Van Ginkle, age 93, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for James Van Ginkle will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Richard Anderson, age 82, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Richard Anderson will be today at 11 o'clock at Bethel Baptist Church in Harlan, with Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Joyce Ann Bates, age 80, of Carson, died March 29th. Funeral services for Joyce Bates will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Fellowship Church in Oakland. Rican Veith Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. John Blaine, age 61, of Messina, died Sunday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for John Blaine will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Peter's United Church of Christ, south of Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Roy Garvin, age 69, of Avoca, died March 31st at Murtu Medical Center. Memorial services for Roy Garvin will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Evelyn Fay, age 91, who's formerly of Anita and Adair, died March 24th in Knoxville. Funeral services for Evelyn Fay will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Daryl Mayberry, age 94, of Columbia, Missouri, died February 9th. Memorial services for Daryl Mayberry will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Eugene Potter, age 57, of Audubon, died Tuesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Eugene Potter will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. And Joyce McAtee, age 86, of Stewart, died Sunday. And per her wishes, cremation has taken place and no services are planned for Joyce McAtee. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.